Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Three companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Huang with you. Time now for companies to watch.
Yeah, over the last few months, disagreements at City Developments, or CDL, have come to light. In October last year, CDL shocked the market when it announced that one of its directors, Kwek Leng Peck, who had been in his post since 1987, had resigned from the board.
Yeah, Ryan, this story is amazing. Then after that, you've got last week, right? Ko Thiam Hock, a former senior banker, resigned as an independent non-executive director. And then 2 days later, you've got Tan Yi Peng quitting as an independent non-executive director after more than 6 years in a role, interesting reasons were given for this.
Yeah, it's very interesting because in corporate Singapore, you typically don't get such drama. So you talk about that first director, he's actually part of the family, the Kwek family that runs CDL, right? And it's very unusual for such disagreements to come out in the open. And then following his resignation, he had two more. So very unusual to see so many directors disagreeing and quitting and all that around its investment in China, around this real estate property group called Sincere Property Group. So this is, according to his latest filings, they've invested around $1.8 billion in that group. So now Deloitte is reviewing it. And on top of that, on Monday this week, CDL announced that it's setting up a special working group to improve the liquidity and profitability of its investment in Sincere. So it's got a lot of questions to answer. And I guess investors want a lot of answers.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're an investor, you'd be scared, right?
Well, absolutely. And yeah. I just think as a story, I'm really intrigued. What is at the heart of this?
Well, on the line to help us out with this and more is Jing Yi Pan, a senior market strategist at IG Singapore. Jing Yi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. I'm sure you enjoyed a nice period of being on long leave. But sorry, need your help with this. CDL's invested into China's Sincere Property Group, right? Could you give us some background to this whole story?
Yeah, so, well, as you know, property developer and our owner, CDL, they had actually, well, pretty much seen this begin in 2020 April. This is also CDL's interest to really become a major property player in China and therefore buy a majority, 51.01% to be exact, stake in Sincere Property Group, SPG. So Ryan mentioned with the equity investment, all of these have amounted to approximately $1.8 billion into the end of last year. From what we have seen, obviously, that COVID-19 had really taken a hit on economies globally, and likewise with China as well, and including that kind of property cooling measures, it's broadly been highlighted that Sincere's liquidity position could be considered challenging. And as reported by SBH, you know, we have seen these three directors really coming through with this kind of resignation that's been spooking the market a little bit.
That's really interesting because I thought of all of the economies, China was the one that had bounced back the most. I mean, is it as simple as that? I keep feeling like there's more to the concern over CDL's investment into Sincere. Is there, or am I barking up the wrong tree?
Yeah, well, so I think, you know, definitely as you look into how the picture is, I would say that residential across China and even here in Singapore as well, just really in terms of the prices, is largely resilient. But over and above that, I think it's also a lot of the concerns, particularly when it comes to the likes of, hospitality, a bit of retail side, you know, with COVID-19. Well, there is still this kind of a little bit of a holding back in terms of this, a little bit more of this risk-taking, of course, with hospitality, as we know the situation.
Yeah, I'm looking at CDL's stock price and it hasn't had a good 2021. It's on a 3-day losing streak. And yesterday it was down by 0.4%. For the week, it's down by 5.3%. If I wind the clock back to, 1 year, it's down 31%. So if I'm looking at the stock price, it is not so looking very good in terms of the reaction to what's going on. What do you make of the impact on CDL stock price on the resignations and what might be in store when we see more developments around Sincere Property Group?
Certainly, I think, you know, when you look at the share price impact, definitely I would say what we have seen maybe last year in October when the first of the directors, Kwek Leng Peck, came through with that resignation, I've seen quite a bit of a steep fall. I mean, as SBH reported as well, I mean, we did see in the immediate week 8%. And through October itself, it's actually a double digit, 16.8% fall. Now, I think Ryan mentioned it's on a three-day losing streak. So 4.27 is how much we have seen CDL share prices down. But I think I just want to highlight as well, even though this kind of declined, we haven't really, you know, so much seen prices going back to early October lows. I think the market's taking this into account. And there's also been some of these developments, especially, you know, you mentioned that some of these independent external parties, Deloitte, they have been hired to really dig in and further evaluate the investments. Just, you know, extending a little bit on this, I think so far they've ascertained that, well, they are good assets and the group can extract values from which. And you mentioned that, you know, we have that special working group. I think as far as that is concerned, I think the market does see this perhaps, you know, as a bit of a move that they have been doing as well, looking into, well, some of the issues on liquidity position and profitability. Just to highlight as well, I think there's also some of the plans, especially with some of SVG's retail hospitality, these are the assets that they're trying to offload as well. But the exact timing as to when that could actually be the case is uncertain. They've also, well, pledged to really limit any of this additional financial exposure to the China-based retail, the real estate group, I should say. It's a bit of a reassurance to the market as well.
I've got a hard question for you, Jingyi. If I'm an investor, what do I do now? Just sit back and wait?
That's a great question.
Yeah, well, so I think, you know, that really comes through. Evidently, this matter is one that's of concern. But, you know, I think, you know, if you look at the broad picture with CDL devaluation itself, certainly still look, well, in a way attractive. You know, it's really subdued price-to-book ratio. I mean, certainly further impairments actually should not be ruled out, especially with the COVID-19 implications. At this point of time, will be extending longer than we think it is the case. And, of course, the extended vaccine distribution process that will eventually see to our borders opening. But I think, you know, alongside, you know, really the bigger inflation recovery story, I think, you know, for Singapore, which CDL certainly seen the majority of its revenue pie here, the recovery is expected to be underway. It will not, however, be really even in the sense that we could see actually some of the likes of office space being a bit more resilient, potentially benefiting first, but, you know, the retail, the hospitality, that could come slowly in the next few waves. So on this end itself, I think, you know, we generally see the consensus target price for CDL actually up at $9.76, which is about 27% from where it last traded yesterday. From a technical perspective, I think, you know, we've seen prices actually been stuck in a bit of a channel, about $7.60, $8.10, where we've seen it actually really been trading for some time. And the support there actually did catch prices yesterday. So, I mean, if you are in the market, I think you could prepare for a bit of just really this kind of sideways action for some time until they come out at the other end of the tunnel. But until then, I think, you know, it's really just going to be a bit more of this lackluster trade. If any dips, which I'm not really seeing at this point in time, given the expectation for recovery, then you, well, maybe a little bit just, you know, looking to your own trading in the way investment objectives to really, you know, make a decision then.
We've been speaking with Jingyi Pan, Senior Market Strategist at IG Singapore. Jingyi, thanks for taking the time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.